In this episode of Leader Feeder, we look at a sensitive issue, sexual harassment in the manufacturing workplace. Sexual harassment is a serious subject, and if you've been anywhere near the news lately, you've seen high-profile figures, men of power, who've been accused of sexual harassment. But what does this mean for you as a leader, as a manager, or a supervisor in a manufacturing environment? Well, I think you actually have to take some serious look at your own conduct and the conduct of your people to make sure that you're on side and create a respectful and inclusive workforce. Now, there's a couple of different degrees of sexual harassment. Of course, the most serious is where the leader, the manager, or the supervisor asks for sexual favors in exchange for promotion or other job considerations. That's clearly offside and illegal and needs to stop if you do any of that. But probably the more prevalent is where just it's jokes or innuendo, double entendres, meant to be funny on one hand, but could make people uncomfortable on the other. So I need you to take a look at this from three different angles. Number one is, what is your behavior like as a leader? You need to probably dial back those jokes. I know there's some cases where I've even been self-reflective. Some of the things that I've said where I thought that they were funny and maybe even people laughed about it really probably made some people uncomfortable. So you have to look at your own conduct as a leader. Secondly, you need to look at the conduct of your people. If you notice that some of your team are making those kinds of inappropriate comments or jokes, I'm going to ask you to step up and say something to them. That needs to stop. You need to create a respectful workforce. Now, in the third level would be more serious allegations that someone comes to you with and says, hey, this person has either sexually harassed me or said some things that I would prefer them not to say. You can't just slough those off and joke about it. You actually need to investigate, bring it to HR's attention. Now, again, this is not to be construed as legal advice. I'm just suggesting that you, in a manufacturing, male-dominated workforce, you need to be extra sensitive to the comments that some of you, your male colleagues, or of course female colleagues make that are clearly offside and designed to make a hostile workforce. So, whether this is your first Leader Feeder episode or you're a regular viewer, if we can be of any assistance to you and your organization, of course, visit us online at Frontline Leadership Systems or join with our Facebook community of like-minded leaders at Frontline Leader.